For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
If we live a life that is rich with revelation, there are pathways in the Spirit that are phenomenal. You're not bound by the natural realm of reality. We live here, our feet are on the ground, but we are connected to a heavenly source that defies the natural order. And whenever you need it, and see, too often we're so yoked into just the routine of everyday life, and you're just like, no, quit being like mere men. We are not. Use your prayer. Ask God for some stuff that's different, that's unique. Don't be afraid to ask God, Lord, do this for me. Father delights to give you the kingdom, to do different things for you that are unique, that are special, that are way out there. But can you stand to be blessed when he does it? Is it coming from a heart of faith? If you ask in prayer, believing, help me somebody. Come on, you're not just the run-of-the-mill average Joe on the street that's just got the bump out in existence for himself. You got God on your side. All of heaven responds to you. The government of God is over our life, and it's his good pleasure to give his children the kingdom and all that the kingdom possesses. Amen. If you'll pray, if you'll believe, if you'll hear, amen. See, when it's not our perspective but a word perspective, we are not necessarily looking for something in a selfish way just to get something from God. It's bigger than us. Now, you may benefit from what God may do, but it's not about you. It's not just about you getting. You know, not the selfish, covetous, greedy type of praying. Give me, give me, give me, give me. It's not about that. It's something much larger. If there's not a word foundation in our heart, then much of what comes from us will be selfish. It will. It'll be self-centered. Or just self-improvement, rather than praying and believing for the word to be manifest. Okay, now, let me say it this way. Your conversation can contradict your heart. This is a dilemma. Your conversation, words you speak, can contradict really what's in your heart. Come on, I wish I could open up your spirit right now and just pour this in there. Because this often happens. We want to, you know, we desire to, we say certain things that are right or certain things, you know, that are of God, that are word-based. But in actuality, sometimes it's just words. You know, it's just words. To you that have experienced that, I've experienced that before too, where it's empty, mechanical, that there's no life. To you, I would say this. Stay with the word when you don't feel like it, when you don't feel it. Come on, stay with it. Keep it in your mouth when, you know, everything seems contrary to it, especially when it looks like things are going south and you're trying to get them to go north and they start going south. That's the time not to give up. That's the time to recognize something is happening here. I'm stirring something up in the spirit. Something, you know. When you initially start talking about finance and speaking over finance, guess what? The enemy will try to attack your finance. How many know what I'm talking about here? He'll try to make you think that's the last thing that he meant. Shoot, you're gonna be broke, busted, and disgusted. It's going to get worse. I'm going to pile you up with all kind of debt. You ain't never getting out of debt. Come on, that's what he'll try to tell you. But keep the word in your mouth and keep it in your heart as the foundation of your heart. Amen. After he said all he wanted to say, after he's done all he wanted to do, rise up again, square your shoulders, and start speaking to your finance. Start speaking increase. Start speaking prosperity. Because guess what? You're going to find out that something got into your heart. Through that trial, something got into your heart. If you stayed with the word, something got into your heart. That foundation now is not wavering and not, you know, not going back. But now you're speaking with authority. Now the devil done threw his best shot. Now you're on the offensive for real. Now that thing is like, amen, like you've advanced, like you've increased, like you've gone to another level with it. Now don't stop. That's the dilemma with a lot of people. They get a little relief and they stop. But if you stop, you'll get right back on the same cycle you got off of. Get in trouble, you start confessing and speaking the word and believing the word, and you get out of trouble and you get blessed, and then you stop and then you get back in trouble. Start speaking the word again and praying and believing the word, and then you get out of trouble. Then you relax and get back in trouble. We've got to continue to be gaining, taking territory, huh? Come on, see, your trial ought to stir you to the point where, okay, there's something in me now that wasn't in me before my trial. Are you hearing that? There's a tenacity now. There's a fight. There's like a, you know, unleash the bulldog now. You know, the righteous shall hold to his way. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. You come out of trial, you shouldn't be weaker and weaker. You should be getting stronger and stronger. If you're getting weaker and weaker and wanting to give up, something's wrong. Something's off. The foundation is not right. There's something that's in there that's not the word. But when you allow through your speaking, come on, and so much has to do with our speaking, because we are God's mouthpiece. He says his word will not return void. It will accomplish. It's going to accomplish what he sent it to accomplish. How many believe that here tonight? Or if we can get a handle on our voice, on our words, on what we speak. See, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what you talk about, what you say a lot of times, and when maybe somebody, nobody's listening, but you're saying stuff, or you're saying it in certain situations that you wouldn't say it otherwise. Guess what? Even though nobody's listening, that's coming out of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, out of the overflow of the heart. That's why if you press somebody's buttons, you know what I mean? You press them long enough, you'll find out what's really in there. Because they'll start talking to you out of the overflow. But see, if cussing ain't in there, you press the buttons all you want to, you ain't going to find no cussing in there. If it ain't in there now. You understand what I mean? So the foundation has to be the word. And our mouth has to speak the word. We're his mouthpiece. We give an account at some point in time of every idle word. Idle words are unemployed words. Words that ain't working for you. You know, we can talk and laugh, and I don't mean that. I'm talking about words that ain't working for you. This old car don't never want to act right. Them idle words. And that car heard you, too. You say it enough, he going to say, all right. He going to say, all right, I agree with you. The inopportune time, he going to agree with you. Praise God. Your conversation can contradict your heart. That's when, if you're sensitive to revelation and the movement of the Spirit, that's when you sense conviction, when your heart and your mouth contradict. It might be a conversation you had 3 days ago. But you know what? The Holy Spirit will bring it back to you in prayer. When you go before God, there'll be something. It's like, uh-oh. And you'll sense, uh-oh, well, what is this? He'll bring it to your remembrance because you need to get that cleared up. Hello? You need to get that under the blood. You can't just let that go. See, when you let that go, you cloud up your frequencies. You understand what I mean here? You clouding up stuff, and revelation not going to come to you easy, but when your heart is pure, when your mind is clear, I'm telling you, all kind of things can speak to you. I'm talking about God speak to you through many different avenues and ways to direct you into what is yours, to direct you into the path that he wants you to walk. You'll be in the right place at the right time. You'll be amazed. You know, I pray that God will make us a sign and a wonder. Are you hearing? I pray that God will make us a sign and a wonder to people. You know, I don't know if I was sharing this with the church Sunday or just some, I think it was an individual, but I took tapes to Jamaica this last time, took books, and just wanted to be a blessing. And so I told them, just sell them at whatever the prices are that are affordable. And there was the driver that drives me, he's driven me the past few years. He's a younger pastor. You know, no matter how tired I am, he'll be asking me questions. He's a good man. I don't mind answering you. It's just sometimes it's like, well, what'd you say? You know. But he was on my heart, and I was looking over the tape table. Almost all of them were sold. And I saw one. I thought, you know, this one would be good for him. I'd like to, you know, one of our series from here. In fact, it was Wait on Grace. And so I put it down in my bag. I said, I'm going to give it to him. All the rest of them, I think, sold. They might have taken one or two back for the next conference. But we were driving to the he came pick me up to go to the airport, and I asked him, I said, did you pick up any books or tapes? Because, you know, I've sown some books into his life, you know, Dr. Johnson's books. And he said, no, but he said there was one I was going to get, but I just couldn't afford it. I said, which one was that? He said, it was one called Wait on Grace. I said, okay. I said, I want to be a wonder to him. So when we got to the airport, I didn't tell I had it. When we got to the airport, I went down to my bag. I said, oh, I want to give you something. I put it in his hand. I looked over, and he was like, you know, we want, and I think you want to too, but I want to walk so with God to wherever, you know, wherever you go, you leave your fingerprints. Wherever you go, your footprint has been left there. Wherever you go, somebody's life is touched by a kindness, by a thoughtfulness, by something you do. So when we walk in Revelation, and that was a revelation because there were tapes on there, and I said, you know what, this one, I think. And, you know, listen, when we walk with God, understand this, when we walk with God, when we allow him to walk us close to him, he's not out there somewhere. He's in your thoughts. You know, he's in your thoughts. In other words, he takes your thoughts. Sometimes you think it'd be you thinking. And sometimes it's just God thinking through you. You understand what I mean? You're walking with him. You're one with him, and you're walking with him. And I just feel like, and you know, that's just the thing that God was thinking too.
We have come to the close of part 21 of The Faith Crisis, God's Mouthpiece. Don't allow your conversation to contradict your heart. Do not perpetuate a cycle of defeat. When you speak long enough, it will change. Talk your way out. Use your prayer. Ask God for some things and believe. He desires to bless you. Don't look at things from your perspective. Look at them from the Word's perspective. Let the Word be the foundation in your heart. Speak life into your situation. Talk your way through the fire. Speak the Word of God. It is a two-edged sword designed to harm your enemy, but it will not harm you. Talk your way out until victory manifests.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.